gentlemen. Welcome to Tomorrow's News Tonight or Sunday Night Live. I don't even know what the hell the show's called anymore. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And by the way, I've got a new little feature here. I'm going to start throwing up the live chat from the X account because I want to read some of these comments. They're absolutely insane. And I love the feed. So finally, the X Live feed is going to show chat. We're going to show the live chat. And I want to hear what you guys think about all the crazy news that's going on. Because I honestly haven't been following the news. For the last 2 weeks, I have been working relentlessly to do things like improve the show. Obviously, I'm here in Arkansas now at the remote studio chiming in. And I always get a text as soon as I go live, and my phone's probably going to continue to go nuts. Obviously, I know about the shooting today. I know about what happened with Charlie Kirk a couple of weeks ago. I watched the speeches. I watched the memorial. I don't know what to believe about whether it was Tyler Robinson or somebody else or whether the Jews did it or the Jews didn't do it. And I'm at this point where I'm feeling so calloused about everything that's happening and everything that's happened over the course of the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, that frankly, I don't give a damn who's responsible for what or what's happening whatsoever, because it's very clear that it's just good versus evil. And we're going to get more into this on the other side. Maybe I'll take some of your calls in the final hour of the show today. It's weird. I'm sitting in this 20,000 square foot warehouse with a crew downstairs drastically, radically shipping as many bottles of methylene blue as possible because we have the buy one, get one sale going on. And I'm sitting in this tiny room within this 20,000 foot warehouse screaming into a microphone. And it's like a completely different just vibe from what I'm used to being in the studio at InfoWars. But I'm really honored that I get to continue to do this and host the Sunday night show from 6 to 8 p.m. every week. Hopefully I'll be able to chime in throughout the week sometimes as well. I am going to start doing weeknight shows as much as possible when I have time. But it's just crazy the amount of things that go into keeping everything operational and with the store. And I appreciate all of your support as far as going to the alexjonesstore.com is concerned. But what I really want to touch on is just the utter madness of the times that we're in. The utter insanity of everything that we're faced with. And I don't want to be hyperbolic and I don't really want to rant, but frankly, I have no articles to read to you. I have no clips to show to you and all those things you've already seen. The InfoWars audience is special in that you're already informed. And you come here just for the analysis and just for the reassurance that you're not the only one who thinks what you think. You're not the only one who believes what you believe. You can hear it from Alex Jones or Harrison Smith or the other great hosts that we have. And I'm just going to try to live up to that standard as best I can from this distance, from Arkansas, where I'm at now, trying to help keep the store active and as efficient as possible and the deals as good as possible. And by the way, I don't want to do this. I don't want to turn this into like a infomercial. It is InfoWars. It's not supposed to be infomercial, but we obviously have to run the ads because we're on radio. We obviously have to plug because there's no way that we can stay on air in the face of all this assault that we're under from the New World Order globalist satanic human trafficking cabal. But it's absolutely incredible, some of the things that we're offering right now at the alexjonesstore.com. So when we come back, we've gone to break in 1 minute, for 1 minute, more radio stations are going to pick us up. We're going to go into the chat. We're going to take your feedback. We're going to go into all the details. But in the meantime, please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now because we are offering buy one, get one free of all of our methylene blue products. So if you get the tincture, you can get another bottle of tincture for free. If you get the methylene blue capsules, which I actually like better than the tincture, you can get another bottle of the methylene blue capsules for free. It will light you up like a Christmas tree. It will make you feel like you're plugged into the wall. I'm going to drop a little secret here. In the next 3 weeks, we're going to be launching Methylene Red, and it's going to be absolutely insane. So I'm just going to tease that. We had to make some changes to the formula to make it actually look red without using any artificial food dyes. So it's an all-natural methylene blue enhancer, but it works incredibly well on its own. Methylene Red, invented by us, invented by InfoWars, invented by the Big League crew, right here at thealexjonesstore.com, coming out in just a few weeks. But get your methylene blue now, because that stuff is just flying off the shelf, and be the reason that we will always be on the air.
Holy H. Jones, get the fuck out of here.
We need to go now. The deep state is scraping our signals. They're eating the babies. No time to explain.
Go where? 4 a.m. Mega, what the
Antarctica.
What is this place?
Home.
I'll see you in Valhalla.
No cover-ups, just truth. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Sunday Night Live. Apparently, we've got this tweet. So the ice shooter, Joshua John, was also a furry. I'm sensing a pattern here. This is just insane. What can men do against such reckless hate? What can men do against such madness? You guys have to show this tweet as soon as you guys get it up. I'm assuming that this is true. I don't find it hard to believe at all, actually. Looks like him. Actually, it's possible he's not technically a furry. Man, STFU, I'd like to make fun of the guy. I mean, it's... Let me just start from the beginning. Let me just start with where this all started. The year was 1913. And we decided to institute the fractional reserve central banking with the Federal Reserve Bank. Not technically a government bank. Operated privately. Very secretly. We don't even really know who technically owns it or operates it very clearly. It's kind of hidden. It's macabre. It's mysterious. And ever since then, we've had war after war, depression after depression, and problem after problem. It all goes back to the fact that our money is a total lie. And what we've seen happen is the slow erosion of our culture and our people incessantly for over 100 years. And I don't believe that any of our problems are going to be solved until we correct this issue. But the way that we correct this issue is incredibly difficult, incredibly disruptive. And we can get on air and we can vote and we can run candidates and we can have little college events that are cute that say, prove me wrong or change my mind about little intricacies or little details or little symptoms. We can argue about how to deal with the symptoms of the cancer that plagues our civilization. But until we actually cure the cancer itself, then it's going to manifest in different ways, no matter what we do in a reactive approach to solve this problem. Do you understand? Because as a result of this central banking, we inadvertently get involved in World War One, which never really ended. It just had an intermission. World War Two was just an extension. It was just part two of World War One, where we saw this massive erosion of national sovereignty, this massive push for globalism going all the way back to 1913. We're in the 20s. We understand what happened in Germany, where people had to wheel cash in a wheelbarrow just to get a loaf of bread because the inflation was so rampant, where they were using the dollars in Germany as wallpaper in their homes, where they were burning it for kindling to stay warm in the winter. And the left likes to act like there was just some right-wing fluke madman that catalyzed the Third Reich. And it was just because of one lunatic who was so good at speaking in beer halls, despite the fact that he didn't even drink himself, that is the cause of all of the conflict and the violence that existed during World War II. Not realizing that it wasn't Hitler who made Germany radicalized. It was a radical Germany that manifests a Hitler-like figure. Not realizing that it wasn't the amphetamines that made him go crazy, but it was all the opiates that made him go crazy. And at the end, when you see him shaking in that last footage that's ever made of him, where he's walking around and giving medals to 12-year-old boys who are defending Berlin, he's going through opiate withdrawals because the opium factory was bombed. So he lost his supply. And I know we like to talk about how he probably escaped Argentina and probably lived, but if you read his speeches starting in Munich in 1922, going all the way through 1935, that guy was obsessed with suicide. He talked about it incessantly for 20 years. I find it not hard to believe whatsoever. I don't know if they actually found his body or if the Russians made that up. I don't know what exaggerations were taking place. I don't know what was going on with all the details. It's just like the Tyler Robinson stuff. I'm sure that what we're hearing isn't exactly what happened, but it doesn't mean that Tyler Robinson wasn't involved. It doesn't mean that this wasn't some radical tranny sexual fetish thing that was a manifestation of all the rampant inflation and cultural erosion that we've exposed our culture to for the sake of some globalist political class cabal to just take over and incessantly destroy everything that's valuable or precious to us. But what I understand, what I know now, is that it's simply a matter of good versus evil. So whether it was the Jews, whether it was Tyler Robinson, whether it was some Marxist TikTok algorithm catalyzed discord fueled lunacy that caused this, it was the satanic possession of whoever it was that was responsible for the death of Charlie Kirk. It was the satanic possession of whoever it was that was responsible for what happened to Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. And so right now, we have to adopt the mindset that we are entering into the Second Crusade. And look, I can't speak for Alex. Alex always has a nuanced opinion on these issues, as he should. He's so wise. He's been doing this for 30 years. He knows exactly what's going on. And I know that there's an element within this leftist deep state cabal that wants to stoke some kind of a civil war as an excuse or a justification in order to bring in martial law. But I'm like getting to the point where I don't know what else we can do to solve these problems here in the United States, because we won the House, we won the Senate, we won the executive branch. I believe Donald Trump, despite all of his flaws, is genuinely a good man. Like I've said before, I'll give him a 7 out of 10 on the scale of presidents, which is incredible compared to all the others who are like 3, maybe a 4 max out of 10 in terms of their performance. A 7 out of 10 is astoundingly impressive for a job as basically impossible as the job of being the president of the United States is. But if we've got a Donald Trump in office and we've got the Elon Musks involved, and we've got basically universal control of who's going to be in charge of these institutions, whether it's the Federal Reserve, whether it's the CIA, whether it's the DOJ, whether it's the FBI, whether it's the IRS, and we're still not seeing the results that we want, then maybe that's indicative of a fundamental flaw in the systems. Obviously, we don't just have a personnel problem here in the United States of America, but we have a problem where these systems are inherently corrupt, so it doesn't matter whatsoever who the personnel is. What the personnel is at these institutions, because you can't put a good man at the top of a bad institution and expect that institution to have a complete transformation. We didn't go into Berlin in 1945, followed by a denazification policy that was, hey, this Third Reich organization is totally well organized and it's just got a few bad apples at the top. No, no, no. You don't fix the Third Reich. You don't fix the CCP. You don't fix the federal government of the United States of America. You have to destroy the institutions that exist and totally replace them. I don't like the people that are like, hey, look, I know the CIA's got a lot of problems, but what would we do without it? We can't just eradicate it. I mean, national security is absolutely imperative. You know what sucks more than national security? Nothing. Nothing sucks more than all of the policies that have been catalyzed and instituted in the name of safety or national security. That's a freaking fact. I gotta watch my language here, despite the fact that I'm in this small room within a 20,000 square foot warehouse shipping methylene blue like crazy because of your orders at thealexjonesstore.com. I gotta watch my language here because we're on the radio, because even though we espouse things like freedom of speech in the United States of America, I still can't say fuck on the radio. Sorry about that, Greg. Don't worry, I won't make you dump anything else for the rest of the segment. But it's like we're living in this illusion. This illusion that we have these freedoms. And I'm sitting at dinner with friends and family, and the topic of Alex Jones comes up. then the topic of the HBO documentary that we just watched about Alex Jones. Alex Jones versus the truth. It's so terrible about those kids, isn't it? A documentary made about Sandy Hook that doesn't mention the shooter one time in 2.5 hours. It's Alex Jones versus dead kids. And I'm thinking to myself, they violated his First Amendment. In a way, they violated his Second Amendment. They violate the Eighth Amendment. They violate the 13th Amendment. You ask them what the Eighth Amendment is, they don't even know. Just because of this emotional response, we're willing to throw all of our constitutional rights outside the window. You don't understand what cruel and unusual punishment is? You realize that Alex Jones has been found more guilty than anyone of defamation in the history of defamation trials in the United States of America. You realize that there's never been a larger judgment, even adjusted for inflation historically, on speech, on defamation, than there was on Alex Jones. So of all the people who have ever talked crap, apparently Alex Jones has talked crap worse than anyone else, and it's amounting to $1.2 billion, $1.4 billion. The GDP of India, and some claims that we've heard from these insane lawyers. Point I'm trying to make here is we live under the illusion that we actually have the Bill of Rights, that we actually have these amendments, that we actually have the rights constituted in the Constitution, delineated in the works that inspired it, like the Declaration of Independence, or Second Treaties of Government by John Locke, or Common Sense by Thomas Paine, or Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. All these books nobody's ever heard of, nobody's ever even read anymore, despite how pivotal they were in the economic and philosophical backbone of the infrastructure that was used to catalyze and create our country by men better than the men that exist now. And we're just responding because we see this content on HBO that has some emotional catalyzed response while we turn the other cheek, or we turn an eye away when we see the fact that furries are assassinating people who are trying to go to college campuses to have open debate in a respectful way to change the minds of the clinically insane, literally clinically insane, because they're all hopped up on SSRIs. And I'm telling you folks, if they want to come out and talk about how dangerous guns are and how we're ignoring the major gun problem that we have in the United States of America, I tell you right now that SSRIs are far scarier than AR-15s in the United States of America. More mass shootings have been caused by SSRIs than AR-15s in the United States of America. You want to talk about violence or mass shootings, just look at the black-on-black crime in the United States of America, but they don't like to talk about that because it's mostly done with handguns. But they want to come after your rifles, you see, because the Joe Bidens of the world just love to chit-chat about the fact that, hey, we've got F-15s. Hey, we've got F-35s. There's no way you'd win a revolution against us, leaving me wondering when the hell was the last time the United States of America actually won a war? Do you think our federal government stands a mother-loving chance in a civil war against the people of the United States? Chase! You gotta watch your rhetoric there. They want us to be divided. They want us to be catalyzed into manifesting political violence in the United States of America. They want us to fight back so they can justify the martial law. And I'm thinking, martial law, my ass. What else do we have if not martial law right now? And they're already shooting us in the streets on college campuses at rallies to the point where no right winger in their right mind can go out and expect any semblance of safety at any of these events whatsoever because of all the bizarre, weird slip ups of whatever security is responsible. And there's some lunatic banging somebody with a cock and a dress with the audacity to use a Mauser of all weapons, a Mauser, to shoot at Charlie Kirk. And Chase, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. It's all fake. I don't even know if it was an Israeli lapel mic like the pagers that just blasted him through the neck and popped out the other side. I don't know if it was Tyler Robinson 200 feet away that did it with the Mauser. I don't know if he was really turned in by his dad or not. I don't know what the hell to believe. But what I do know is that all the good people are being killed by all the evil people in one way or another. And they're elusive in the way that they approach this. And the way that they do this, so we can't even really point the finger at the right thing. But when I see the furry up there, show him on the screen again, please. When I see the furry up there with his little paws and his little fetish, knowing that he's just been pumped and pumped full of SSRIs, watching hentai porn, rubbing it off constantly because he's an involuntary celibate, totally alienated by all of his peers, rightfully so, in whatever institution he's been coming up in, to the point where he's had to turn to obscure and bizarre sections and corners of the dark web in order to find some kind of connection to humanity. So disconnected from humanity that in order to have sex, he's got to pretend he's not even a human. Please, put it up again. The furry. I see something wrong. And look, I'm not trying to be judgmental here. I'm not trying to throw stones here. I'm not trying to be one of those self-righteous Christians that's just preachy, 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 preach, not accepting whatsoever. I'm not trying to be this guy that comes out and just sounds so dogmatic and judgmental. But when you have faggots like this going out and assassinating people or committing mass killings by driving IEDs into churches or whatever, I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe somebody should do it, but don't stoke a civil war. That's exactly what they want. Haven't you seen the propaganda of the prescribed programming, the predictive programming from the movie Civil War, where they want us to catalyze some sort of a conflict so they can use it to justify assassinating a president that resembles all the policies, practices, and disposition of President Donald Trump, who represents everything that is evil in the whole entire world? They want us to fight back. Well, I'm telling you, folks, you don't have to live by the sword to die by the sword. Obviously, when you're going to church and some faggot with furries, a furry fetish is just driving vans through the front door when some lunatic banging his girlfriend with a cock involved in some capacity, at least, in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. When you got the weird incels like Thomas Crooks with their little Marvel poster up in the background as they practice dry firing in their bedroom with a fan spinning around with the bizarre melted looking face. Like when Smeagol was in his transformation to become Gollum in the flashbacks of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's like not all the way there yet, but he's just on his way. You can see his face just morphing into Smeagol as he's dry firing his gun with the faggot poster on in the background. I'm thinking maybe it's time that we actually start slapping people in the mouth. Maybe when they say punch a Nazi, we should punch back. And look, I'm not advocating for violence here. I'm not calling for you to go out and conduct any specific acts of violence here. But I'm telling you, just from a personal standpoint, the next time I hear somebody espouse some leftist philosophy, I'm going to smash their face into the fucking table. Sorry, Greg, I lied. I said the F word again. I guess I can't say the F word on terrestrial radio in the United States of America, despite the fact that I have a First Amendment right, second only to the Second Amendment right, which I'm supposed to use in order to protect the First Amendment right. And by the way, what the hell does the Second Amendment matter if you don't use it? We've got this Second Amendment right. We're the most well-armed nation in the world. What is there, like 3 guns for every American in the United States of America? Nobody's ever using these weapons for any justified things except for self-defense. You hear stories here and there of self-defense, and I know you're protecting yourself from home invasion and things like that, but we do know, right, that the Second Amendment is something that you're supposed to use in order to overthrow an unjust government, and that's clearly laid out in the Declaration of Independence, and that's exactly what the Founding Fathers did, right, when they told King George that he can go suck dick. And we're not going to listen anymore. And I'm not mad at Trump. I'm disappointed in the Pam Bondis and the Cash Patels and the Dan Bonginos and the everybody and their mother who sucks at doing their job running these impossible institutions to run. But I'm not mad at Donald Trump. I adore him. I love Donald Trump. I'm glad that I voted for him. But obviously, even if we put heroes and champions at the top of these institutions, for some reason, it is not enough in order to fix them. So maybe it's time that we just pull the rug out from under them. Maybe we do what JFK did and we just say that we're going to shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. As far as I'm concerned, all these institutions, CIA, FBI, the people in them, the people that run them, the white hats and the black hats, they can all go suck dick. For all I care, they can suck my fat cock. For all I care. I'm sorry, I know we're on Christian stations here. But you want to talk about Christian, let's talk about righteous indignation. That's what I'm feeling right now. I am sick of seeing good and innocent Christian Americans falling like flies while I'm told that I should be forgiving, while I'm told that I should turn the other cheek. Do you know what turn the other cheek means in the Bible? And what did Jesus say? If your enemy slaps you on your left cheek, you turn your other cheek, and everyone's like, oh, that means just take a beating. Oh, that means just let him rape you and kick you around. That means just don't fight back. No, no, no. If somebody slaps you on your right cheek, that means they use their left hand. They're weak hand. So when you turn the other cheek, it's like, no, no, no. Hit me with your best shot. Because that wasn't enough. And so when I see these people shooting the Charlie Kirks, shooting the Donald Trumps, driving IED-laden cars into churches, I'm not wanting to turn the other cheek and say, well, why don't you hit more of our churches? I'm just going to lie down and take it. I'm wanting to say, hit me with your best shot, because you try that shit on me, I'm going to kill you. I'm sorry. I'm not a violent man, not a bad man, but in certain situations, I have to ask myself, what would a bad man do? And I don't think I'm the only one in America that's starting to ask themselves the question, what would a bad man do? I don't know. What am I going to tell you don't already know? What can I possibly say to you that you don't already understand? I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here. I think everybody knows it in their heart. The problem is it's so slippery. It's so elusive. I was watching this documentary about this man who allegedly had handled some of this material that was retrieved from a UFO crash 56 years ago. It was a credible thing. And he handles this material and it's like awkwardly heavy and it feels like nothing he's ever felt before. And when he holds it, he hears voices in his head. And when he puts it down, the voices go away and he can't remember what they said. And I feel like what we're dealing with now is like handling this material that we're totally unfamiliar with. And it's obviously totally foreign and it's elusive and it's hard for us to see the enemy. And as soon as we look, as we see it run by, it disappears. It vanishes like some kind of a phantom. Because the problem is a spiritual problem. It's not a physical problem. It's not, hey, the enemy's on the front over there, so we gotta hit him by the flank and we gotta make sure we provide air support. There's no physical enemy. It's just this spiritual, elusive, demonic one. It's an information war. It's metaphysical. So we gotta start fighting back on the metaphysical plane. We're trying to manifest justice in the physical world in response to a metaphysical attack. We're trying to respond to a spiritual problem in a physical way. They're taking this demonic possession and they're using it to justify and catalyze real physical attacks on us. And we're trying to respond only physically, but we're totally disregarding the supernatural metaphysical problem. Folks, we'll cover more of this on the other side of the break. We're coming up on a break in 90 seconds right now at the alexjonesstore.com. If you buy any bottle of methylene blue, you get another bottle for free. Whether you get the tincture, which is absolutely incredible, you just add it to a drink, it's got this incredible minty flavor, or you get the capsules, which are super convenient and frankly, I think even more powerful. Methylene blue is the most powerful over-the-counter, not illegal substance that I have ever put into my body in my entire life. It will make you feel within 20 minutes like you've got enhanced energy, enhanced focus, like you're plugged into the wall. Many of our viewers, including myself, experience an electrical-like sensation throughout their entire body. I can feel my circulatory system performing. I can feel my fingers tingle, and I can feel my mind hyper-focused on whatever target I'm aimed for. Methylene Blue has been a life-changing and game-changing experience for me, and I want you to have that experience as well. We're coming up on the holiday season. These buy one, get one deals are something that we're only going to be offering every once in a while, so now is your chance to get it, especially if you want to gift it to anyone. Check out Methylene Blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com, not just because it's incredible for your focus or for your energy or for your mindset, but because every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is around in the heart of the New World Order globalist satanic human trafficking cabal. And if you're sick of just having a vote and you also want to have a voice, then go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, because every dollar you spend is a way that you say F you to all that is evil in the world. Stay with us for more on the other side.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue and the Ultimate CMOS on a monthly basis. Take 5-year supplements. It's been helping me out for the last 3 years, lost 22 pounds. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I was honestly in the chat on Rumble bashing, like, getting sick of Alex plugging it. But I tell you what, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I actually subscribe monthly now to it. And I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it and they did the same thing.
I was so bad with the MS. I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue is able to get everything that you're taking, all your antibiotics or whatever medicines you're taking, supplements. And what it does, it helps to cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Methylene Blue will help things push it through to where it needs to go. I was at my store, and I keep the TV on at my store of InfoWars, and I heard Alex Jones talking about methylene blue. Well, right away, my ears perked up because I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I ordered 2 bottles of it because you had to buy one, get one free. So I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing. I take the capsules twice. I take 2 of those a day.
And you're saying with the methylene blue, you're taking it with ivermectin, and you're using our methylene blue, and it's kept you regress, but now you're taking this, and you're back to being normal, or what's your level at
right
now?
I'm walking.
Okay.
No, I am, you know, I own a jewelry store, and I'm able to, don't get me wrong, I have bad days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, I'm walking without a cane.
Okay.
And the bad days that I may have, maybe like once every couple weeks, but I'm able to speak properly, where my everything was lagging with me.
Right.
The lesions were showing very bright in my brain. And when I started on the methylene blue, which I couldn't take the liquid. I bought the liquid, but I just couldn't get it down. And I was trying to find like a concoction.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the pills came out. So I ordered the pills. I take 2 of those a day. I've been taking that with everything else, with the ivermectin. I take 1 pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Well, that is great to hear. You know,
talk to you.
Because, you know, I'm glad to hear that. That really makes me feel good for, you know, the products that we offer to people. And, you know, the methylene blue, it really has been a game changer around here in terms of people getting it and seeing effects immediately, being able to acquire that quality of life they want. And that's really great to hear.
I will put money on it. Like I said, I used to have to pay $10,000 a week to get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take 2 pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is,
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Well,
thank you
for sharing your story, and thank you for helping your family too, because, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to tell their family. They don't want to say anything because then, oh, you're supposed to mind your own business and not tell people about health. That's a doctor's job, you know, but no, it is our job to tell our families, hey, this is what I found out. This is what I found that works. Why don't you try it?
Out of darkness into light. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Sunday Night Live. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the next 24 minutes and 19 seconds, and then an hour after that. And I just want to say I love everybody in the chat here, and I'm very glad that we can show the chat on screen. I hope you guys are fired up. Nathan Hedges says, firing me up, Chase. Black Cloud says, Chase Geyser, LOL, what a name. Yeah, I like to think of it as a superhero name, but a lot of people call it a porn star name. I'm talented, but I'm not that talented. But we will be taking your calls in 23 minutes or so keep your phones close by. I'll let you know when I'm ready to put out the number. And the way this is set up here with me doing this remotely is I'm going to have to take the calls, the crew's going to screen them, and they're going to text me a screenshot of who's on the call board. So I'm going to have to look at my phone and say who I want to go to next. So just bear with us as we do this. We're going to try to figure out some different ways that maybe we could do it so I could get a feedback. But I'm just sad that we're at the point where I hear about some IED van filled with furries blowing up churches, and I'm not surprised. Like literally this morning, or this afternoon, whenever it happened, I woke up from like a nap because I was up late last night. I woke up from a nap and I see the story as I just like check my X account. I try to check it more on Sundays because I'm going to be on air. And I'm like, oh, okay. Church got you know, IED exploded, whatever. Beep, next, roll over and sleep for another hour. I mean, that's how insane the world is. Charlie Kirk gets shot in the neck, and I'm like, oh, man. I'm watching the clips for 10 minutes, and then I'm like, all right, going to check my email, see if I missed anything. How are we doing on the new product launches? You know, it's like insane that we've gotten to a point where this terrorism that we're experiencing, you want to talk about the messy terrorism? By the way, Joe Biden, another just outstanding faggot, having the audacity to say the greatest threat to national security is the threat of white supremacy. I mean, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here right now, because we talked about this for 5 years, but how much of a total faggot is Joe Biden and everyone on the left, like the Krasenstein clones or the Harry Sissies or the others who just spent months and months coming out and talking about the incredible threat to domestic security is domestic terrorism perpetuated by white supremacy, with the James Comeys who have the audacity to come out and say to Congress, by the way, that there's no classification of white extremism in the FBI categorizing domestic terrorists. When I do a FOIA request last mother-loving year asking what the FBI has on Alex Jones or on InfoWars, and they send me back a letter saying that InfoWars has been spied on since December 10th of 2013 under a Type 3 assessment, which is a human intelligence gathering assessment, classifying the organization as a white, racially motivated extremist organization. I'm saying James Comey said under oath that the FBI doesn't classify terrorism in terms of the white race, and I do a FOIA for a document created 12 years ago within 90 days of James Comey becoming the director of the FBI, and he's classified my place of work as a white racially motivated extremist organization. I'm thinking, go to hell, James Comey. I just hope you go to prison for the rest of your life first. I mean, at least this week, we've gotten some semblance of an indictment on James Comey, that Nephilim, satanic, retarded, faggot, evil director of the FBI, with his little videos coming out with his little halo light. You can see the ring around his iris as he stares into a phone talking about how much he loves Taylor Swift and going to Taylor Swift concerts is indicative of all that is incredible about influences on our youth in America, when Taylor Swift has never once come out and criticized any woman for ever wanting to be on OnlyFans whatsoever. We got girls putting dildos inside their asses on OnlyFans from the age of 18 to 27, some of them making $1 million a month, most of them making an average of $170 only a month, still doing it, still debasing themselves. And we think Taylor Swift is some outstanding example of what it means to be a woman, unmarried, childless, in her 30s, worth billions of dollars with no semblance of happiness whatsoever as she seeks affection from her cat because she's totally disconnected from any other meaningful human being in the entirety of the whole entire world. Not to mention the fact that the only reason she's not fat is because she's obviously been pumping Ozempic like crazy. And look, I'm not trying to rag on Taylor Swift. I'm not trying to be a bully here and just pick on Taylor Swift. But you have the former director of the FBI who's engaged in treason at the highest levels, spied on Americans, silenced free speech, enabled and empowered people to come after freedom of speech with lawfare after lawfare, who oversaw some of the influence, despite the fact that it was post facto, into the institutions that were responsible for the imprisonment of thousands of dissidents that were catalyzed to commit whatever crimes they may or may not have committed on January 6th by hundreds of FBI agents on the ground that day. You remember the faggots go, we need to go into the Capitol. We need to go into the Capitol. James Comey. So I'm glad that he's been indicted, but I'm disappointed at the fact, and maybe you guys have some of the clip as B-roll of Roger Stone when he was swatted. I'm sure you can find it. I'm sure it ran incessantly when it happened. James Comey has been charged with the same charges that Roger Stone was charged with, but James Comey gets to turn himself in peacefully and fight it out in court. But Roger Stone was met with a SWAT team at whatever ungodly hour of the morning. Are you mother loving kidding me? I'm trying my best not to swear here, because again, in the United States of America, I'm not allowed to swear on the mother effing internet. or the radio. Why is it that Roger Stone, when he's charged with the same crimes that James Comey's been charged with, is met with this kind of behavior on his property? Huh? Why is it that Owen Schroyer got swatted, or I got swatted, or countless others who I won't even name to you because they've asked me to keep it quiet, were swatted? But James Comey gets to turn himself in. He puts out a picture that says 8647, and they go and they pick him up for questioning without cuffing him. No mugshot whatsoever. This faggot needs to be tied at his ankles to the back of a horse and walked through the busiest street in New York City all the way down to Washington, D.C., stopping at whatever minute clinic or urgent care necessary to rehabilitate him for the next mile over the course of 90 or 180 or 360 days so he's ready for his mugshot. And I mean that symbolically, metaphorically, politically, spiritually, not literally. I'm not calling for violence, folks. Remember, we can't do that in the United States of America despite the First Amendment. But no. James Comey just gets to turn himself in, hire the most expensive lawyers possible with his ungodly amount of money that he's earned for reasons totally unknown. As the director of the FBI, I'm sure that he was involved in insider trading. Can't say that for sure. I don't know it, but it's just my opinion. My gut says maybe there were some corrupt financial transactions that took place while he was the director of the FBI. After all, he was appointed by Obama, who was notorious for that type of inside game playing. But we got people in the chat right now saying how it is. Nothing's going to happen to James. I don't know what to tell you, folks. We got furries driving vehicles with explosive devices into churches. We got radicalized lunatics assassinating our political leaders. And we've got former directors of the FBI calling for the assassination of the president of the United States, getting to just peacefully turn themselves in while the Roger Stones and others are met with a SWAT crew. I'm going to give out the number now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Call in now and give the crew a chance to screen your calls. I will go to them as soon as possible in a few minutes here. And they'll text me when the board's lit up with a few calls to go to. But it's just unbelievable to me. And I'm not trying to be like a black-pilled person. I don't like the whole black-pilled thing. I think black-pilling is weak. I think it's possible for us to overcome this evil. But when we have radical problems, it requires radical solutions. And if you want to end radicalism in the country, then you have to let the radicals win. So I'm calling on everybody in the audience to be radicalized. If you haven't been radicalized already, there's something deeply wrong with you. I want you to be radicalized. I want you to become an extremist, not violent, not a terrorist, but I just want you to stop tolerating any of this trash anytime that we see it. I don't want you to accept the trannies teaching your kids and confusing them about their gender identity when they're coming of age and insisting that they get put on puberty blockers. I don't want you listening to the teachers or the therapists that are trying to pump your children full of SSRIs. Because they have some kind of an anxiety problem. You realize that anxiety is one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave us, because your anxiety tells you exactly what you need to do next. If you're anxious about something, you handle it. If I'm sitting here and I've got 8 million problems, like deadlines for new product drops on the Alex Jones store, or I need to come up with plug sheets and new deals for the Alex Jones store, or I've got people not showing up for work on my team here, and they're supposed to be responsible for all the graphics that go out and the banners that get created for the site and the text messages that go out to the audience. I'm supposed to feel anxiety about those problems because my anxiety tells me what I need to take care of. But we have an entire generation of people in the United States of America that are medicated to not feel anxiety whatsoever. And so they just sit back and they coast. and all the problems just build up and accrue around them as they sit back and they coast. They don't even feel these problems because they're sitting back and they're coasting. And then by the time they snap out of it and they see that the problems have become totally insurmountable, then they start to have suicidal, homicidal ideation because for some reason the world has been so unfairly just building up oppositional forces around them in every way, shape, and form. They're involuntarily celibate. They're totally broke. They're living with their parents. They get no affection whatsoever. They can only find love in Discord groups associated with bizarre video games. And they find that they're feeling these bizarre fetishes because they're all hopped up on amphetamines and SSRIs at the same time. And they think the only thing that they can do is like a murder-suicide. Because the TikTok algorithm, which by the way is not going to get any better with this U.S. acquisition. I mean, just look at who's involved in acquiring TikTok. But this algorithm has just pumped them full of fetish, 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 fetish. And look, I love sex, all right? I think it's like the best thing in the world. There's nobody that loves sex more than me, okay? I adore sex. Women are a weakness, whatever. I'm totally faithful to my wife, never cheated on my wife once. But, I mean, trust me, if I wasn't married, I'd have problems, okay? I absolutely adore sex. I'm not knocking people who are sexually active or sexually interested. There's nothing more fascinating to me than the beautiful human female body, okay? I'm just going to put that out there right now. I'm not trying to be like one of these people that's so pious and incredible. My mouth waters when I see beautiful women. It feels like, I don't know, dangling on a stake in front of somebody at Auschwitz. It's just not fair. But these like bizarre fetishes that are just pumped with Instagram and TikTok into these kids. And then these kids are pumped with these SSRIs and these bizarre therapists and the methamphetamine that they're just pumped for because they're just a little bit antsy at school because it's boring as hell and the teachers aren't teaching them anything except for this bizarre worksheet about how to do math in a woke way. Because remember, being on time is a product of white supremacy or white privilege. Or being able to do math is indicative of white supremacy or white privilege. That's what they're saying in the schools right now. And so they're just pumping them full of these bizarre drugs like something from Clockwork Orange or 1984. And while they're pumping them with these weird drugs, this Chinese water torture that is like the sound of the bell ringing in their class and this nagging voice of some unhappy leftist purple-haired teacher just screeching at them all this weird woke ideology of self-loathing and self-hatred. And then they're just met with like fetish after fetish after fetish after fetish. They wind up looking like this guy that drove with improvised explosive devices. And by the way, in order to make those improvised explosive devices, ironically enough, you have to disregard all the woke math and buy something like the Anarchist Cookbook in order to pull it off. So they had to like sell out their own values in order to even make the bombs right, which is like the irony of the whole thing. And they're driving them into Mormon churches. And look, I'm not a fan of Mormonism. I think it's silly, but I never met a Mormon I didn't like. And I'm not talking about the fundamentalists who are marrying a bunch of 12-year-olds. Those people are screwed up. They should be, you know, given the same treatment as James Comey. These Mormons, despite the fact that the, you know, Book of Mormon is silly and the Nephi stuff is silly and all that stuff, and Joseph Smith was a lunatic, they're good people. They save up 2 years worth of food and water. They prepare for their family in the event of an apocalypse or some kind of a crisis. They barely ever get divorced. They're totally loyal and faithful. They're some of the best salesmen ever because they send everybody when time to turn 18 to bizarre places all over the world to knock on doors and convert as many people to Mormonism as possible, which is basically an impossible task. So if you could do that, you can sell anything door to door. I mean, the Mormons are basically the bastion of an Americanism, in my opinion. Like one of the only religions, one of the only denominations of Christianity that was just genuinely manifest in America with like an American spirit behind it. And like I said, I don't like the polygamy trash, so don't nag on me here about this. But it's a very special institution. They're good people. Mormons aren't the problem except for Mitt Romney, who don't even get me started on that fact. You got these furries driving in with these improvised explosive devices to Mormon churches. All right, we've got callers on the board. I want to go first to Dan in Washington State. Dan in Washington State, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, how's it going, brother? Dude, I'm from Orange County also. My biggest thing is I wanted to say how awesome the Methylene Blue is. I had a massive stroke in 2018. I literally died for 37 minutes, went to heaven, met the Lord. I was told, you know, it's not your time yet, sent me back, was in a coma for 2.5 months. I call it the Jack Sparrow stumbles because, I mean, the vertigo is just insane. Yeah. Came across Methylene Blue, started taking that. Bro, everybody at work, and I have like a big time physical job. I work for Naval Shipyard, and I'm working on the Reagan right now. And all my buddies at work are like, dude, the difference in you when you start taking that stuff is insane. You don't fall over no more. But dude, the craziest thing is, we all wash our hands and get ready for lunch, and I had to pee, and I'm like, dude, look, it's like super blue. That's the only side effect. Everybody's cracking.
Did you just start taking it?
I started taking it like about a month and a half ago. I'm a subscriber to it, and it's freaking, dude, it is awesome. I mean, awesome. I'm super focused. I also have the power plant, life force, and oh god, there's another one I can't think of right now. Oh, the methyl drive. Amazing. Oh, amazing. Yeah. I had to
the
put
power
down
plant
the
and the methyl drive together. We call that power drive. When you take the power plant and the methyl drive together, that stuff will light you up like a Christmas tree.
Bro, that and the methylene blue, all three together? Good night. I had to put down the coffee and the energy drinks because, dude, you can literally put brazing wire in my teeth and I can weld a freaking sandrail together. Dude, I am going like a
I love it,
train,
dude.
And it is.
What do you think what do you think about the, what do you think about the guy that drove into the church today?
Oh, he's a douchebag. Should be slapped upside the head a bunch of times. Fuck that fag. Sorry about my language.
Oh, watch it. We're on radio. I'm the only one allowed to say the F word around here.
Sorry, bro. But he's supposed to be a Marine vet? Bullshit. I ain't buying it. Marines take care of people. They don't they don't attack innocents. That's just a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane, man. I love you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate your plug on the Methylene Blue. Len in Indiana. Len's one of my favorites. Let's go to him next.
Yes, Chase, David Hogan, he would say, I don't give a slip. And he's a preacher. And I heard one guy say, shish kebab.
Yeah, shish kebab? What's that mean?
Yeah. For the S-H-I words, you know.
Oh, no, I get it. That's good. We should find these little dog whistles.
Yes, yes. You know, I heard this guy say, and it was on the internet, and he said, it was the pastor, and he says, well, how can I get more people to come to church? And he says, you don't want them to come to church. You want them to come to Jesus.
Amen, brother.
Chase, there's a book written years ago, you know, Prison to Praise. And what God told him, and here's the consensus of it. Okay. You tell God the problem because God has the solution that is best for his kingdom, and you trust him for that. And so that he's ensured to get the praise and glory. You know, we say God is in control, and I was hoping all these revivals would just light the fire of the Holy Spirit and just bring us, you know, to that point that, as you said earlier, it's in the realm of good and evil, you know. We need to take it to them. We need to take it to them and let it be fast and quick, just as you say, Chase. You're on fire.
Amen, brother.
And just keep preaching it, you know. And I wish you were on every night, you know.
I appreciate that. Maybe someday, Len, I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in. I want to show you some of the people on chat here. Hey, Chase, they're calling you a racist and a bigot. Okay, so what? I'm not a racist because I don't believe anybody's inherently superior or inferior because of their race, but I might be a bigot. I'm certainly Islamophobic and I'm certainly xenophobic. I don't like any other cultures because I think they're all inferior to Western civilization. And I don't like any other religions because I think they're all inferior to Christianity. We've got the best religion and the best culture here in the United States of America. I'm not a racist, but I'll accept the term bigot. I am a bigot. And maybe we should start asking ourselves the question, maybe bigotry is correct. Maybe we should be judging these people when obviously their entire philosophy, their entire system has been responsible for nothing but incessant terrorism and death and unnecessary violence. When this leftist mentality has perpetuated conflict after conflict over and over again, incessant wars, incessant bombings, incessant death of children, rape of children, hijacking of the human mind in the United States of America. I mean, they've engaged in an information war, the likeness of which has never been seen in the history of humanity so far as is written. You're saying, oh, that's bigoted. Go to hell, man. Maybe you should be a bigot. Because obviously this whole woke, non-bigoted approach hasn't gotten us anywhere. Maybe bigotry is better. Maybe instead of build back better, we should have been building back bigotry. Maybe we should have some judgment against this religious and cultural just war that's been going on, the war on the minds of the American people. You're going to try to shut down my argument by calling me a bigot, but you can't even make a case for why bigotry is wrong when I can sit here right now and I can tell you why bigotry is right every single step of the way. Maybe we should be judgmental against those who refuse to assimilate to Western civilization. Maybe we should be judgmental against those cultures which come into our country and erode it and water it down and weaken it. Maybe we should be shutting down the philosophy or the theology behind all of the violence and evil that we're seeing in the world right now. Maybe the reason that the Charlie Kirks get assassinated or the Donald Trumps get shot or the churches get trucks with IEDs driven into them is because we have been abandoning bigotry. Maybe we should be adopting a little harsher response to some of this philosophy or this rhetoric that has led to the SSRI-induced radicalism that is hijacking the minds of all of our children to the point where they believe that the righteous thing to do, if you truly love the transgender community, is just engage in mass sterilization via sex changes beginning at the age of 12 or 13. Maybe bigotry is better than sterilizing an entire generation of mind, body, and spirit. Maybe bigotry is better, and we should be building back bigotry in the United States of America. Chase is a racist and a bigot. Go to hell. Go suck a fat cock, you retard. You mother-loving retard. You're totally retarded. You realize that more black people have been killed via abortion in the United States of America than Jews died during the Holocaust? And I'm the bigot? Go suck a fat one. But only after you go to the alexjonesstore.com and take advantage of this incredible deal. Buy one, get one, methylene blue. You buy a bottle of the tincture, you get a bottle for free. You buy a bottle of the capsules, you get a bottle for free. This stuff is incredible for your focus, for your energy, for your attention. And not only do you benefit from the effects of these incredible products at incredible prices, but every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is around in the heart of the New World Order globalist cabal. It is the reason that Alex Jones is still on the air. It is the reason that InfoWars is still on the air, despite relentless assault and attack from the deep state satanic cabal that we face. We fight the same evil responsible for the attempts on the life of Donald Trump, the successful attempt on the life of Charlie Kirk. So please support us now and stay with us for more news on the other side.
He tipped his hat, took a stroll through town. All the folks smiled back. Not a single frown, cane in hand, boots tapping the street, whistling some ragtime, snappy and sweet.
But just up the block, what did he see? The Federal Reserve, oh golly gee. Bankers in top hats, puffing cigars, guarding their treasures like kings of czars.
With a swing and a sway came a mighty call. Jones climbed high on the wrecking ball. Boom went the bricks, dust filled the air. Gold bars shining so bright you couldn't stare.
He packed that Model T full to the brim, stacked up high till the edges grew thin. Down Main Street he rolled, the people did cheer. Jones brought the gold, our hero is here.
So raise your hats, let the right time play. Alex Jones saved the town that very day.
From the banker's hands, the riches all returned. And the Federal Reserve, well, it crashed and burned.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Sunday Night Live. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. We've got about 4 minutes before we go back to a one-minute break so radio stations can pick us up. I know there's a lot of ads, but we have to do it so that our radio affiliates will still pick us up. It's still a huge part of our audience. I want to go to Jerry in Indiana next. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, Jerry, nice talking to you.
You too, sir.
And one thing I want you to do, can you just try to calm down a little bit? I know you're very upset, rightfully so. But try to calm down a little bit. And I count to 10, take deep breaths, okay? Can you do that?
Why do you want me to calm down? People are driving vehicles into our churches. They're driving vehicles into our churches, and they're assassinating our leaders. And you're telling me that the correct response is to calm down? You want me to calm down? I tell you what, if I sound too agitated for you, why don't you go watch the Hallmark Channel or Lifetime? Or, I don't know, go to YouTube and type in Enya Only Time. Who can say where the road goes, where the wind blows, only time. Why don't you go to YouTube, listen to some Enya, like a sad stay-at-home mother in the 1990s, and then you can calm down. Why don't you go to the spa, fire up some candles, because the big boys are trying to fight back right now against the evil that we face in a totally unprecedented way. Well, I understand. I appreciate you trying to be nice and give me some positive feedback here, but if I'm too agitated for you, then you can go watch CNN. If I sound too upset for you, then you can go listen to MSNBC. If I sound too, I don't know, aggravated or maybe fired up or keyed up over some of the issues that we face, then go watch The View. Or join Oprah's book club. That's what you should do. Instead of reading The Great Reset or The Great Awakening by Alex Jones, why don't you join Oprah's book club, read Native Son, and tell me how you feel about 19th century racism against the Native American community in the face of espousing capitalistic views. Why don't you go do something like read, I don't know, just some Jane Austen books about late 19th century burgeoning feminism. If you feel like I'm too keyed up, I'm sorry that I'm upset, but it seems to me like the only people who need to calm down are the people that are driving vehicles into churches and shooting people trying to have open discourse and debate on college campuses. And look, I'm not trying to compensate for a lack of substance with an increase in enthusiasm here. I'm actually fired up. I think that you should be too. I think that we should all be sitting around our televisions or our computer screens and remembering that famous scene from the movie Network where he shouted, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." I mean, I get it. It's a Sunday night. You got a long week ahead of you starting tomorrow. Maybe you're trying to have a couple of beers. Maybe you went to church this morning. And on Sunday nights, maybe you like to do things like watch a movie, put your feet up, relax, and go to bed early so you can start the week off on the right foot. I'm sorry, but that just means this show isn't for you. You can always just listen to Alex Jones from 4 to 6. If you like Alex, I love Alex. You can tune me out. I don't care. I'm not here to appease the masses. I don't care about having followers. I don't care about having listeners. All I care about is fighting for freedom and keeping Alex Jones on the air. The only reason I do this damn show and come in to work on a Sunday night from 6 to 8 is because I want you guys to support him at the store. I want him to have new content on his show. I want to support him and keep him on the air. It's the only reason I'm doing this. I do it as a favor. I don't get paid to do it. I'm happy to do it. It's an honor to do it. I love Alex Jones like sharks love blood. I love InfoWars like sharks love blood. If you're going to call in and tell me to calm down, why don't you get your own show? We do the ASMR. And you're just like, all right, now I'm in your left ear and you can hear me just tickling the hair by your left ear. Why don't you scroll through your Instagram reels and just watch some funny cat videos? You want me to calm down? Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? Jesus Christ is like populating baskets full of bread and fish. Some guy's like, hey, Jesus, why don't you calm down? He's on the cross screaming out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Somebody's like, hey, Jesus, calm down. Are you kidding me? We're faced with ultimate evil. You want me to take a breath for 10 seconds? Unbelievable. I don't even know what to say to that. That's the most offensive thing I've ever heard from anybody in my entire life. Calm down. What are you, my mother? Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one, methylene blue. Back in 1 minute.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Exposing tomorrow's tyranny tonight, it's Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chase Geyser. I'm totally calm. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go to the Italian guy, Saverio. Saverio, what's up, man?
Hey, Chase. Let's not calm down. Let's turn a little bit up. This is BS, man. If the guy, you want to go in Italy... In my country, there is a whole bunch of pussy. But anyway, you do the right thing, you do it. You know, unfortunately, my country, they got in there, you know, it's a doom. And, you know, you can calm down when they kill people like you. You know?
I'll be calm when I'm shot in the head.
I know. That is the calm down. You know, I don't have nothing against that guy, but you know what? Like these guys. So now they shot Charlie Kitt. Kirk, they shot it with a boyfriend, a furry. Now this is a fairy cat running inside the church. What's the next? A fairy nuclear bomb? What's going on with this fucking fairy?
Alex
thing?
Jones famously said, literal pot belly goblins are crawling out from under rocks. And everybody made fun of him. We've literally got furries crawling out from under rocks and assassinating our leaders, our influencers, and driving improvised explosive devices into churches. It's not even an exaggeration. There's an army of furries coming for your children psychologically, coming for your leaders physically, and coming for you. There's an army of furries. They're literally just buying mascot costumes that were meant for, like, basketball teams. And they're putting on the paws and the ears and the tails, and they're just running around trying to get their hands on as many Mausers as possible or an improvised explosive devices as possible so they can assassinate everything that, I don't know, God intended for America.
Yeah, that's right, man. So, and I don't believe it. You know, maybe, you know, was Marine. Maybe applied for be a Marine and they kick him out because I worked with the Marines. And, you know, I was in the Special Forces in Italy. And, you know, I work with these guys. They are jarheads. They are knuckleheads, but they are not like a fairy little bitches.
Yeah, but I mean, look, the fact that this guy used to be a Marine, I don't think there's a connection there. I mean, maybe. But every, like, 99 out of 100 Marines that you meet are fairly impressive people. A lot of discipline, you know, a lot of them have PTSD from, you know, time they've spent overseas and things like that. There's issues, but the Marines are an elite group of soldiers as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they're good, man. They're good. Anyway,
yes.
This is a lie. It's not a lie. Hopefully that guy, what is called Kash Patel with his FBI guru, they find it the right way. I don't know, man.
Kash Patel's a lunatic. He looks like a street lamp with his eyes, you know? He's like his own personal porch light just standing there in the pictures. The problem with Kash Patel is the type of guy that in junior high, when everybody gets back from spring break, he lies about where he went on vacation so that it's more impressive than where everybody else went. You know, what'd you do over spring break? And then like one guy will say, oh, you know, I went to Six Flags with some friends and it was a lot of fun. He'd be like, oh yeah, I went to Paris and met the president. That's like Kash Patel is the kid that lies about where he went on vacation for spring break. Just to impress everybody. There's just something wrong with him. I should have known earlier. You know, I was enthusiastic about him in the beginning, but there's just something wrong with him. Let's go to Max in Wisconsin. Max in Wisconsin, what's on your mind?
Hi, I think the church burnings are going to increase, unfortunately, and I think you should be more upset, actually, because it's a war against Christianity and righteousness. And I don't know what it's going to take for people to realize they're under attack by satanic dark forces. I think probably thousands of churches are going to burn down in the future. And, you know, there needs to be Christian tribalism initiated, and people need to pray and go to church more. And I was wondering if you've heard of a delayed choice quantum eraser.
No, tell me what that is.
Okay. So it's basically, they took two photons and they light particles and they fired them, and they fired one photon first and then one photon after on a longer wire. And they found the reaction of the first photon was influenced by the later not fired photon. So basically,
because it's like a quantum entanglement experiment.
Quantum entanglement, like, basically what you're doing now, not only it affects your future, but the past. There was a realistic experiment done in the 2000s where an Israeli doctor took 3,393 patients double blind and had them pray for a random half of these patients. And those half of the patients recovered, and it was revealed that those patients actually were in the 1990s. So I thought that was pretty crazy. You know, people always talk about,
weird.
Oh, okay, what we do now influences the future, but what we do now also influences the past, which ergo also influences the future. And I think that is having an effect currently on us, where our future is affecting our present, if that makes any sense. It's kind of a little quantum.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's, you know, it's a little woo-woo, but that doesn't mean that it's false. You know, it comes off like crazy, but I'm not knocking you for it because I don't think you're crazy. I don't know if it's true or not, but what am I supposed to do about that? Tell my future self right now to pray for me to have $1 million?
No,
you know, like today,
so-
like if my future self prays for me to have $1 million, here's what I'm gonna do. Dear God, please give me $1 million yesterday. And I'm gonna check my bank account later. I bet you it's only got 1776 in it.
More so to point out the power of prayer and the power of our actions right now, how important they are and how they transcend literally time and space.
Yeah.
You know,
I think a lot of people, they make a mistake with prayer. They like pray. It's like a series of requests. And I think of prayer as something that's meant more to be like a personal transformation. You're supposed to pray because it forces you to meditate and contemplate on what your real priorities are. And it forces you to ask questions or think about things in a way that wouldn't embarrass you in front of God. Like when you pray for something, it changes your mindset and the way that you think about how you want it. Like I could just want Alex Jones to always stay on the air, but if I pray for Alex Jones to stay on the air, then I present it to God in a way that's a lot more contemplative and meditative and, I don't know, earnest and prudent than I would just like wanting that thing naturally throughout the day. But I appreciate your call. I appreciate you bringing that up. Power prayer is certainly a fascinating thing. Let's go to Boris in Ohio. Boris, what's on your mind?
It's Boris.
Boris.
Boris, like the Serbian little warrior.
I like it, man. I pronounced your name wrong.
I just hate this community term. I came here 1997, learned the language, learned the grammar, learned the reading, writing. Two semesters, went for English classes. What's the community? Everybody keeps saying community this, LGBT, no IQ community, this and that community. You know,
right.
White community. What? What's the community?
You're right.
Where is that?
Yep.
Where are the borders? Do they have some kind of secret district? Secret, I don't know.
I'm with you, man. Well, everybody always likes to talk about, they like to talk about community rights. So they talk about women's rights, men's rights, white rights, black rights, LGBTQ+IA rights. Oh my God, I can't believe
IQ.
I said that so easily. Yeah, no IQ rights. Yeah. And the thing is, there's no such thing as group rights. There's only such a thing as individual rights. The documents that we have in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, whatever you want to say about the founding documents, they're all about the inalienable individual rights, going back to John Locke's Second Treaties of Government, Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. It's all about individual rights. You don't gain rights by joining any group. You don't lose rights by leaving any group. There's no such thing as women's rights. You either as an individual have rights or you don't, right? No pun intended by saying right on the end of it. So this whole thing about group rights or identity rights or community rights is just one other example of this information war tactic where the leftists or the globalists hijack something that is sacred. They morph it and transform it into something satanic or just inherently adversarial or illogical or conflicting. And then they use it for their own agenda. So instead of black people thinking about their own individual rights, they can only think about black rights, black rights, black rights. And that's something that doesn't even exist at all. So they create these problems, they hijack these problems, they perpetuate these problems for these groups, and they run and create policy based off of these problems for these groups and these group rights. And then when they get elected, they perpetuate the problems that they ran on, because if they actually solve the problem, they know they'll pull the rug out from underneath their policies, their platform. And so the left is always trying to talk about group rights, and the right is supposed to at least be talking about individual rights. And these things are inherently at odds with one another. That's a great call. I really appreciate you for calling in. Charlie in Tennessee. Charlie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Glad you're back on the air. And I love the Methylene Blue. And I used to work for President Trump when he was just Donald Trump. And I don't know, it really bothered me. You know, he was awake for 2 days and then he cried because we could all run 24 hours straight, just work straight through. But it's just like we took a
What are you talking about? He was awake for 2 days and he cried?
Well, after the Charlie Kirk thing, you've been out of touch for a couple of weeks. There's stuff you don't really know about. But just the fact that I used to work for him and I did know him and I did special projects and stuff, he's pretty good in all situations. And that dude... he's a good dude. He don't hate nobody. He really doesn't.
Right.
I used to work for him. He had 6,000 employees. I wish we could go to the minicaf with a couple of stage crew and just have lunch between shows, you know, but we're in a different world now. And it's sometimes you got to take action. You know, we can't just sit there and go, blah, 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 blah. It's time to stand up. Doesn't mean you have to go attack people, but we're not targets and we're not doormats.
100%.
You know?
Can't let them walk all over us anymore. I appreciate that. Let's go to Ryan in North Carolina. Ryan, what's on your mind? Oh, we lost Ryan. All right, David in Alabama. David in Alabama, what's on your mind?
Hello. I would just like to say that there is no fine line between, like, saying there should be a civil war and there shouldn't be a civil war. Either there is a civil war or... that you're actively supporting, or there's not.
Can you be more specific? I'm kind of hearing you, but I'll try to rephrase.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, like, either you're supporting a civil war or you're not. Which one is it?
Are you asking me?
That you didn't want to support a civil
war. Are you asking me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not supporting it. I'm not supporting a civil war. I am not currently supporting a civil war.
Okay.
But I do support, I do support.
Radical people are going to come knocking at your door with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Oh, well, if they come knocking at my door with a 12-gauge shotgun, that's not civil war. That's just self-defense.
Okay. Well, if they come to your city and everyone, including you in your city, is being answered at the door with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Then self-defense. But look. This is semantics here. I'm not advocating for civil war, but I am advocating for such radical changes in our institutions that I believe would cause civil war. Does that make sense? So I don't want to just like start a civil war, but I want to totally take down the CIA. I want to totally take down the FBI. I want to totally revamp the IRS from the ground up. That would likely cause a civil war to do that. I don't want to cause the civil war directly and just declare it right now, but I want us to just totally pull the rug out from under these institutions. And if civil war happens as a result of that, then so be it. But I don't want I don't want to just get a bunch of guys together and take over a state capital. It's retarded. I don't want people, I don't want us going around and shooting Don Lemon when he's doing street walks or anything like that. I'm not advocating for violence against these people in the same way that they advocate for violence against us. I'm just advocating for more radical policies zero shame in advocating for these policies and the total neglect or disregard of anybody who calls us Nazi or fascist or racist or bigoted for supporting and doing the right thing no matter what. If they want to call us Nazis, fine. They want to call us radicalized, fine. I don't care what they call me as long as they're removed from all the halls of power, all of the institutions that we're faced with. I want to take more of your calls, 877-789-2539. And in the meantime, I want to go next to Jacob in Washington. Jacob in Washington, what's on your mind?
I think Stuart Rhodes said it best. You know, Donald J. Trump needs to activate local militias and so that it's us versus them on the, you know, the crazies and not the feds taking all the burden. We need to do it with training and the right, way to do it. But, you know, I don't want a civil war either, but the Podesta plan is in action. It's in force. We got to get ready.
I mean, one of the most satisfying things I ever saw was the Proud Boys going to Antifa rallies and just standing up for themselves. They went in, they weren't like starting fights. Maybe you could find examples of where they started fights, but as a general practice, they would just do a counter protest. And when some Antifa thug would walk up to them with a nightstick or something, they would just kick the shit out of them. Like we need to start showing up to these radical leftist protests in droves, prepared to defend ourselves, not to beat them up, but to defend ourselves. Like, where are our thugs? If they're going to send thugs out all the time, where are we? Because I tell you what, I met a lot of lefties in my life, and I met a lot of right-wing people in my life. There's not a few lefties I think could just, you know, beat the hell out of a right-wing person. Most of the right-wing people I know are very tough relative to the left-wing people. I'm not somebody who's particularly physically tough myself. I'm tough in other ways. I'm physically fairly weak, to be honest with you, because I got a bleeding disorder. So I'm limited in how much I can work out because I'm so prone to injury. So I'm not trying to be this like skinny, weak dude who's like telling other people to go out and fight. I'm not trying to do that here, but we should be showing up, and I would show up as little efficacy as I would have in a physical conflict. I just think that we need to be showing up to these anti-ICE protests in the same numbers. You know what I mean? Ready to roll, ready to stand up for what we believe in. Ready to fight back when they call us Nazis or slap us in the face or steal our phones out of our hands when we film them being retarded, which they always are. And I'm just not seeing that. So I don't know. What do you think?
I got to see. So in Spokane next Sunday on the 5th, the communists and the socialists are gathering at Spokane Public Library Sunday at between 1 and 5. And they got free food and free childcare. And it's just so sick. So I'm going to go there. I might dress like a faggot, but I'm going to infiltrate that. And I want to see what their tactics are. I got to do what I can on my side. You know what I mean? What are they up to?
Yeah, do it. Film it. Send it.
Yep. And also, the optimal human doesn't get talked about a lot, but that was the one that made me a believer in the products. I have like 9 of the supplements. I got the apparel. The optimal human changed the way my body just uses food and fuel. You know, it's amazing. It's incredible.
It's got 90-plus ingredients. Yeah, it's everything the body needs. It's got the functional mushrooms, the probiotics are in it. I mean, that stuff does totally change the way that you feel throughout the day. I need to be better about taking it. I have a hard time with the powders. The capsules and the gummies are so much more convenient to me. The powders, you got to, you know, mix it in and then drink it. But with our colostrum and our creatine that we just came out with, as well as the optimal human super green. I mean, it's incredible. And every time I take it, I feel so much better that day. I just need to find a way to get in the habit of it. Do you take it every day?
Yes. Yes, that and the Shilajit complex. I'm all about the capsules too. You know, the CMOS. I got the turmeric gummies. I like those. You know what I mean? But the Power Drive, yeah. I like those. Methylene Blue's on fire. But it's all to be about a better person, a better version of yourself. And that's what we need. We're our country's asking of us. The time's running out. We got to be the best person we can be, healthy, spiritually sound, and ready to go. So I love the InfoWars. I get off the fence and buy something.
Oh, man, I love you, and I appreciate that. Let's go to Dennis in Kentucky. Dennis in Kentucky, what's on your mind?
Ace, I love your energy, man. I love your energy. It's beautiful.
You don't
beautiful.
Want me to calm down?
Calm down for what? Turn up.
Yeah.
Turn
calm down up. For what? Turn up
Why?
For what?
Turn up. What I'm trying to say is this. Oh, I got to say, shout out to the Alex Jones store. All those supplements are great. Pick and choose what works best for you. Alex said this before. You know, if you don't know, try it and get it and then consult your physician. Because that's what I did. Get it and consult your physician. You know what you can use and what you can't use. That's truly, truly what you need to do. But I do have a joke for you. With the Tylenol,
okay, let's hear.
With the Tylenol, how does that work for pregnant men asking for a liberal?
Guys, show them the Tylenol shirt on the site. It's under new releases, by the way. I don't know if you've seen this Tylenol shirt yet, but it's like I personally like it because I designed it myself. So, you know, there's a level of ego there. But this Tylenol shirt is absolutely hysterical. But, yeah, how does the Tylenol impact pregnant men?
Yeah, you know. But I do have a remedy for all of our problems in America. I do have a remedy.
Let's hear it.
And I want this to be implemented. No one foreign-born or any kind of anything outside of America can hold a position in office.
Yeah, that's easy. No dual citizens either.
That's an easy thing. That's
easy. Yep.
Let's go.
100%.
Put it in the book. It's over with.
Did you guys find the autism shirt, by the way? Did you find the autism shirt on the AlexJonesStore.com under new releases? Have you found the autism shirt? Maybe it's just nowhere to be found. It's the top of the page under new releases. It got hidden when we launched it. We launched it with a couple other shirts. There's an autism shirt that's made to look like the Tylenol logo. It's the funniest shirt ever. I love you. Thank you for your call. I think you're right, though. Obviously, we shouldn't have any foreigners. Jesus Christ, are they going to find the fucking shirt? We shouldn't have any foreigners in any positions of leadership. Yes! Extra strength autism shirt. Go right now to the AlexJonesStore.com. Brain reliever, IQ reducer, acetaminophen. We got to do it, guys. We got to go right now and get it. Look, I got more calls on the board. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of this short break for the rest of the show. In the meantime, please go to the AlexJonesStore.com. Take advantage of the incredible deal ending tomorrow, the Methylene Blue Buy One, Get One Super Sale. If you buy a bottle of the Methylene Blue Tincture, you get another bottle of the tincture for free automatically. If you buy a bottle of the Methylene Blue Capsules, you get another bottle of the Methylene Blue Capsules for free. We're coming up on the Christmas season. If you subscribe, you get 50% off all these anyway, and it assures that you always get it even when it's out of stock. And if you have too much of a supply, if you find that you've subscribed and you're not going through it fast enough, first of all, you should be taking it more often. But second of all, just give it away. Don't unsubscribe, because every dollar you spend at the AlexJonesStore.com is around in the heart of the New World Order globalist satanic human trafficking child effing cabal. And we're faced with relentless evil, and we're not supposed to calm down. And they're going to call you a racist, and they're going to call you a bigot, but that's because they're faggots. And now is not the time to calm down. Now is the time to double down. I don't want you to calm down. I want you to double down. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing a buy one, get one, because we're doubling down on you. We want you to buy one of the Methylene Blue and get one for free. We're going to do different buy one, get ones all week. In fact, I've announced it right now. All week, we're going to be doing different buy one, get ones every single couple of days. There's going to be several different buy one, get ones, because instead of calming down, we're doubling down. And I have been deployed to Arkansas on a special mission for Alex Jones to provide air support for the network for InfoWars. And I'm going to use my executive authority provided to me here to insist that we do BOGOs all week on the store, starting with tonight, with the Methylene Blue, buy one, get one for free. But all of our other products, all of our other supplements, we're going to be doing BOGO after BOGO after BOGO, because that one guy I called in told me to calm down. I'm going to double down. All week, we are doubling down. Please double down with us. We are giving back to you. Please give back to us. Support us. All of our content is free. We're supported only by you at the AlexJonesStore.com. And not only are these products incredible for your mind and your body, but by going to the AlexJonesStore.com, it's incredible for your soul and your conscience, because you're fighting for humanity, you're fighting for freedom of speech, you're fighting against tyranny, you're fighting against Satanism, all at the same time. Stay with us. More of your calls on the other side of this break. 877-789-2539.
Holy H. Jones, get the fuck out of here.
We need to go now. The deep state is scraping our signals. They're eating the babies. No time to explain.
Go where? It's 4 a.m. Nigga, what the
fuck? Antarctica.
What is this place?
Home.
I'll see you in Valhalla.
your body faces new challenges in a bioengineered world. That's why Alex Jones brings you Ultimate Life Force, a triple-action spike protein detox designed to help clear harmful toxins, support your cellular defenses, and restore full body recovery. Packed with powerful ingredients, Ultimate Life Force is formulated for strength, resilience, and renewal. Detox. Defend. Recover. Take control of your health with Alex Jones's Ultimate Life Force.
Fentanyl, the dragon left China and flew to hang out with Alex and try something new. He landed in Texas, they barbecued steaks, and after they ate, they cleaned the dishes and plates. Alex jumped on his back and they flew to the store to get some supplements that you can't ignore. He got Ultimate Life Force and Methylene Blue, then he paid with a war bond that was crispy and new.
And it's in the hands of the Justice Department right now. Now, from my sources, months ago I told you, Comey is under criminal investigation. And now we know they are very close to indicting him. I have predicted 2 months ago, from my sources, that he will be the first to be indicted. Then it'll be John Brennan, Letitia James, and others. Comey is the first to be indicted.
So Jim Comey is the first target, just like I was the first target in the Trump administration in 2016, 2017 timeframe. So Jim Comey ought to go to the tall man's shop, get measured for an orange jumpsuit, and because he's going to go to prison whether he likes it or not.
When the indictments come, I want all of your apologies, okay?
Put another nickel in the Alex Jones Was Right jar.
Top of the morning, the rooster sings. The blue jay is flying, flapping his wings. He lands on Alex to sing him a song. Rock on the tractor, rolling along. Now let's milk the cow. Oh, it will be fine. So we can get colostrum, yes, bovine.
Alex and his crew journey to planet Turmeric. Greeted by the leader who offers the golden gift of health, the crew loads the ship with radiant turmeric bound for Earth. Their mission is clear: bring strength, vitality, and balance to the people. From the stars to your home, it's the golden treasure of wellness. Fuel your body, power your future.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live with Tomorrow's News Tonight, it's Chase Geiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Sunday Night Live. I am your host, Chase Geiser, for the next 24 minutes and 9 seconds. We're going to go first to Trucker Tom in Illinois, right where I'm from. Trucker Tom, what is on your mind?
Hey, Chase. I wanted to talk about the whole Charlie Kirk assassination. Like, I feel like we're in another cover-up, just like JFK, RFK, and Dr. Martin Luther King. It's just, we're just not getting any answers.
What makes you say that?
I feel like...
I know that's a super broad question. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No.
But my
fine.
Intuition is kind of right there with you. But, like, let's actually dive into why it is that this is so confusing.
Yeah, well, Alex was talking. I know he had someone on, I forget who it was, the other day, and they were talking about, like, the bullet, the round that was actually used. Like, he's, like, saying there's, like, no way it would have did a lot more damage, and just, like, and then, like, everybody just going around the crime scene. Like, it was just, like, it was a mess. And it's, like, we're just not getting any answers. I feel like it's just what Trump should have did in the beginning. He should have just gotten rid of the FBI, the CIA. It's just like, because it's just more of this, like, non-answers.
Yeah. I'm with you.
That was my wife.
I think it's very bizarre. I don't mind your kids at all. I have kids too. I totally understand how.
Oh, that was my wife. She says she loves you. By the way.
Oh, I love her too. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I think it's very bizarre that we know more about this Tyler Robinson than we ever learned about Thomas Matthew Crooks. Why is it that we know so much within 24 hours about Tyler Robinson, yet it's still this mystery who the hell Thomas Crooks was? The guy that shot Trump and Butler. Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here. The guy that called and told you to calm down, tell him, go screw yourself. Like, come on, like, stop being a faggot. All right.
Like, seriously. Yeah.
Like, calm down. What? Calm down. Like, do you see what's going on? Calm down. Give me a break.
Calm down. Can you believe that? Calm down. Jesus descends into hell for a couple of days. You know, after he dies, all the demons are like, whoa, Jesus, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down, man. You're totally overthrowing our guy down here. What are you doing, man? Calm down. What do you mean? Calm down. Unbelievable. Thank you, Trucker Tom. Let's go to Jason, also in Illinois. Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, the globalists, they F around. We're not going to calm down. We're going to double down.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to talk about a little bit about the holding them accountable, the globalists, the leftists, these Bill Gates, Fauci, all the big players, and how treason falls into it, including Congress. Chuck Schumer, you know, his statement the other day about we're not going to, unless you give us money for these foreigners, we're going to shut the government down. I mean, basically just read off treason, just changed a few words, you know. But I see where Trump got on Bondi's ass, or sorry, Butte, and got that Eastern Virginia prosecutor in there, and then lo and behold, Comey gets indicted. So I think that's the way forward, is getting more and more of these Soros judges and DAs the hell out, getting patriots in, and start writing these one-way tickets to Gitmo.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I know.
Who's on the top of your list if there were one-way tickets handed out to Gitmo? Who would be
Comey,
on the top of your list?
Brennan, Clapper, Hillary, Bill. I mean, Fauci. It's like so easy for me to know who needs to be in prison. That's what's been so frustrating about this administration. You know, Brianna Morello has been hosting the morning show, and I think she's been doing a great job. I think it's awesome to have her as a host for the morning show. I love having female talent in the morning as well. She's just, I don't know. I like everything about Brianna Morello. I think she does an incredible job. She takes it incredibly seriously. One of my favorite things that she does is every single day she says, it's, you know, X number of days into the Trump administration and zero people from the Biden administration have been arrested. And it's true every single day. Now, we've seen this indictment for Comey, which is so promising. It is so amazing. But why is it that the Faucis are still out there? Why is it that the Bill Clintons are still out there? The Hillary Clintons are out there. The Barack Obamas are out there. The Bill Gateses are still out there. The Brennans, the Clappers. Just example after example of corrupt leader after corrupt leader. And I understand that you can't get everybody who was pardoned. I think how many, like, was it like 6,000 people or some just asinine number of people were pardoned by the Biden administration at the end of his administration when Hunter Biden was just going and saying, here's all my buddies. Here's my crack dealer. Here's everybody else. We just got to pardon everybody universally. We're going to auto pen the whole thing. I think it's great that Trump put the auto pen up as Joe Biden's official portrait in the White House. That was absolutely hysterical. But I want to see this Department of Justice being more aggressive. Like, why is it that I'm getting letters from the IRS or I'm getting swatted or Alex Jones is being sued for $1.2 billion, but Anthony Fauci has faced zero justice whatsoever for very clearly and obviously lying under oath to Rand Paul when he was talking about gain of function research. And we have all of the documents to prove that he was lying about it. I mean, this isn't conjecture here. This isn't speculation here. It's very obvious that these people committed very explicit and obvious crimes, and there's a paper trail. We're not just lobbing accusations, hoping that something will stick. I mean, these people are criminals of the worst kind, and they face zero accountability while everyone else and their mother is getting audited by the IRS, letters from the IRS, claims from the IRS that they owe X amount of money. We're getting called domestic terrorists by the leftist machine. We're getting shot in the neck. We're getting shot in the ear. We're getting shut down every way. We go to church, some leftist furries flying in with their van loaded up with IEDs. We got these Discord servers and these TikTok algorithms that are totally brainwashing an entire generation, while all of the leading medical experts advocate for the sterilization of the same generation, perpetuated by teachers who are brainwashing our children in public education that we have to send our kids to just because inflation is so bad because the banking system is a total lie, all while we're constantly in war in the Middle East over the fact that we need oil to be traded in U.S. dollars in order to prop up a fake currency for this fractional reserve central banking. It's everything going back to the money and the inflation, and everybody's just skimming off the top and nobody's doing anything about it. And I want to see heads roll. I love you. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Mark in West Virginia. Mark in West Virginia, what's on your mind? Turn your radio off, Mark. Are you there?
Yes,
Mark,
I'm here.
I love you. Turn your radio off in the background, baby. I love you, but I want to hear myself on a 30-second delay.
Okay, how about now? You don't hear anything?
Sounds great. You're my best friend.
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Chase. Who are you?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm talking to you, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, dude. Thanks for calling. How are the kids?
I think they're good. Yeah, everything's
good.
Everything's good. So it's three ended, and I'll be like kind of quick. Number one,
take your time.
You guys were talking earlier about the left versus the right and how we're approaching it. Remember when you were a kid, and I don't know if it applies to you or not, but when the so-called tough guy punched you in the mouth and you got hit, you got up and you beat the hell out of him, and it's kind of. And we've taken enough of that, and that's the end of that one. I'll just move on to the other one. I originally called about Harrison, and I know it's not you, but you guys beat up on boomers, and I think you're wrong. And I was told that you might do it maybe a little bit too, but I've never heard you do that. The boomers I am one, of course. I guess you realize that, right? But
yeah.
But we're not all the idiots that you guys.
Yeah,
see.
It's not fair to criticize entire generations. Obviously, there are a lot of boomers that are great. You know, my parents are boomers; they're great.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just the attack that kind of pissed me off tonight when I heard it. So. I just thought
I think the frustration comes from like there was this whole neoconservative movement that took place 20 or 30 years ago that's very Zionist and it's associated with boomer conservatives. And I think when Harrison, I can't speak for Harrison, but I think when he talks about criticizing the boomer generation, it's people who are behind our movement countering the left and the globalists that haven't had the time or the experience or the skills because they didn't grow up with the internet to really look into things on their own. And this audience is excluded from that category, I think, to realize that some of the policies that the conservative party has been advocating have been just as bad or just as dangerous as the left, just in different ways. And so like my main criticism of the boomer generation are the conservatives who haven't realized yet that the Republicans are just as much of a problem as the Democrats because they, you know, they've been focusing on their careers and raising families and they don't dig into dancing Israelis and Netanyahu and what his real last name was and the fact that he was born in Poland and he was educated over here and the questionable nature of, you know, assassinating everybody with pagers and the fact that children and women were killed, you know, because they were next to those pagers. All that stuff, like that's where the frustration comes. But you're right. It's unfair to criticize an entire generation just because of the sins of a few people within that generation. I'm with you.
Well, it's even a little bit more better than that because you're right partially. When I was growing up through one era, you didn't look at politics, man. You didn't think it mattered at all. It's all going to work out. Everything's going to be good. And then when you finally did wake up later, we're not all the same. You know what I mean? We don't go with the flow. Yeah, there was a time when we didn't care about it. You know, it's all going to fix itself.
Sure.
But
I was that way, I mean, 12 years ago. If you would have asked me what my thoughts were on any policy issue in 2012 as a 22-year-old Republican kid, I would have had all the same positions as like a neoconservative Ben Shapiro listening guy. You know what I mean? And it takes time of digging and listening to Alex Jones or other people to develop a more nuanced and sophisticated political outlook. But we shouldn't expect everybody in the United States of America who's trying to make ends meet to figure all the same stuff out that like we're paid to figure out. Like Harrison specifically is an example of somebody who's paid to prepare for a show every single day. And so he's going to have a much more sophisticated, nuanced perspective on these issues than the average American. One good example of this is a couple of weeks ago on 9/11, Harrison Smith, Rob Agueros, and myself did a 9/11 podcast just to remember and talk about everything that happened on September 11th because it was the anniversary of September 11th. And it was originally going to be Rob and myself. And I told Rob, and I said, hey, we need to get Harrison in here because I actually don't know anything about 9/11. I didn't have the time to watch the litany of 4-hour-long documentaries about what really happened. I haven't looked at the documents. I don't know the names of the key people who bought the buildings and got the insurance policies. I don't know the names of any of the hijackers. I know that they found one of the passports. I can't remember the flight numbers. I don't know anything to talk on a podcast about what happened on September 11th. I have to have Harrison there. And Harrison sat down next to us, and I just kind of positioned it like, all right, Rob and Harrison, I want you to explain to me as someone who doesn't know what really went on in your opinion with 9/11. And I learned so much that night just listening to them. We can't expect everybody in America who's got a wife and kids and they're trying to pay for college or they're trying to send them to school without them getting woke and brainwashed and they're trying to make ends meet and they're paying for their mortgage and they're paying for their car payments and they're saddled with credit card debt and bankruptcies are up 21% and the housing market is trash because the Federal Reserve won't lower interest rates more than a quarter of a point every year. It's just obnoxious to expect people to understand all this stuff. But at the same time, it is frustrating when you see the light. When you realize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, it's frustrating when you run into somebody who doesn't get it yet, you know?
Well, yeah. And I agree. And the Federal Reserve shouldn't even exist. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. But just, you know, just to clarify, I wasn't talking SHIT.
I know you weren't.
But I love you two guys. I think you're the most educated people I've listened to in a really long time, and I'm not kissing your ass or nothing, but you two guys are brilliant. Seriously,
I appreciate that. That's really kind of you to say. I feel like I've got a lot to learn. Harrison's certainly brilliant, but I just please don't take it personally whenever you know either of us knocks an entire generation because we're not talking about you.
And I didn't. And the reason that I called was to try to clarify. And if Harrison wants to call me, you know, because I'm not talking any kind of crap about anything because I love him and I love his show and I actually like you on air, man. I think you're really an interesting cat. And
sometimes I feel like I need to calm down though.
No, I think you express exactly the way you feel and that's kind of what people want to hear, right? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
And then
I do a show once a week. Doing a show once a week is a lot different than doing one once a day. Like everything I'm talking about tonight is all the stuff that's been bothering me all week. And it just, I don't know, it just builds and builds and builds on itself. Let's go next to George in Portland. Thank you for your call, sir. George in Portland, what's on your mind? He dropped. Let's go to Marcus in Idaho then. Marcus in Idaho, you are live on the air.
Hello, Chase.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I want to say that, you know, I used to love, Owen, he was great. He had the clown horn on, and he was honking it, and everything was wonderful. He was really showing up the liberals. And then Drew Hernandez came on a show in the beginning of this last year, hating on Trump, and he really started hating on Trump for the last 4 or 5 months, and I couldn't stand him, couldn't listen to him. But I want to say that Owen was he was an alpha male. And you're putting in a beta male with Harrison on the show, and it doesn't seem right. I mean, Harrison might know what he's talking about, but he doesn't. He's kind of a loser as it goes with Israel. I can't stand him on that. And, you know, he takes off a week here, a week there, just a couple days here, a couple days there. He just kind of does his thing. He just wants to kind of hang around and do his thing. But he's not an alpha male, and he's going to lose a lot of your people on there that listen to him because they listen to Owen Schroer on the War Room, which had a hard-hitting thing. And he was good. He was really good, but now he lost his way, and he's gone, and, well, crap. and I hope he finds his way back. But, you know, Harrison on the War Room is a bad choice. What do you think?
I have seen Harrison Smith lift up entire buses to save small children caught underneath. When you go into public with Harrison Smith, he is immediately met with a mob of young, beautiful women wanting to play with his hair, commenting on his glasses, just showering him with affection. But in all seriousness, I would not classify Harrison Smith as a beta male. The dude has tons of kids. He's got an incredible family. He loves his family, attends to his family. He's faithful to his wife. He raises his children. He shows up for work. He does a great job on the shows. I think he's the right fit for the War Room. I think he's incredibly smart. He's incredibly easy to work with. I would never classify Harrison as a beta male. I know that he takes time off sometimes, but his wife keeps having children. And he's got to take a couple of weeks off the first couple of weeks that she's, you know, their new kid's born. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like he takes off. I certainly wouldn't classify him as a beta. It's impossible to work at a place like InfoWars if you have a weak disposition or if you're, I don't know, unable to deal with adversity. I wouldn't classify him as a beta whatsoever. As far as Owen's concerned, I wish Owen the best. I think that he does a great job as well with his content. I enjoy his content. I listen to him. And I'm not going to make any comments about, you know, the way that he left or anything like that. I love Alex Jones, obviously, very much. And I think that we just need to support everybody who's trying their best to tell the truth, to fight for the truth, and to fight for our rights. But I appreciate your call and your criticism. Eric in West Houston, if you're still there. Eric in West Houston, you were live on the air.
Yeah, live on the Sunday Night Drunk Show. Good deals, good times. Yeah. He gonna call Harrison a beta. Harrison's a beast. Owen was a different kind of monster, but Harrison's a beast. He's one of the smartest little... Oh, and I bet he could kick my butt, and I go out protesting in armor. I hit the streets. From the streets, for the streets, because of the streets. I'm not from the ghetto. I'm from the gutter. But anyway, I just want to say you're in rare form tonight. It's been damn entertaining watching you tell all these faggots to suck some dick. The autism shirt is great. Infowars.com, Infowars store, Alex Jones store. Buy the supplements. Get the shirts. The best thing you could do is wear an Alex Jones shirt to a lefty thing. I hit up a Beto O'Rourke rally when him and Tim Walz were in Houston. And I threw off my shirt and told him I was there for the Pfizer victims and for all the fools that died from the COVID shots and told them to stick their poison vaccines up their ass. Y'all can pull it up on YouTube. Put Beto heckled in Houston. You'll see me wearing my Alex Jones was right shirt. Everybody needs to hit the streets, put these lefties in their place. And
oh, man. And criticize any lefty wearing a lefty shirt, too. One of my favorite things I've ever done is I was at an airport with my wife and my daughters, and some guy was wearing a Ukraine shirt. It was just the Ukraine flag, you know? And I just pointed at him and I yelled, Nazi! And everybody in the airport stopped. I mean, they're walking by rolling and they all look at the guy. And he couldn't believe that he was just called a Nazi because he was wearing a Ukraine shirt. And they just have to let these people know that not everybody agrees with them. And they're not going to get away with their masks that say in print on the front, it goes over your nose. They're not going to get away with their little Ukraine shirts or their little Biden-Harris bumper stickers or their little, I don't know, whatever. They're not going to get away with it anymore. We have to start calling these people out. Let's go to Cheeky in Washington State. Cheeky, you are live on the air.
Hey, good evening, Chase. I'm glad to hear that you're back. I look forward to your shows. As far as Harrison goes, he's obviously a Sigma, you know. They're a little different than Alphas, but they're no less powerful.
Concerning the
church shooting, I think it's fair to say it's going to happen again. That they can't help themselves, and we all need to accept that. We all need to be prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, okay, like, they see us as a target. And I was thinking about it. You know, we ought to talk to our pagan friends. We all have them somewhere and all that. And if you don't, then, you know, you ought to make some, because a lot of them are good people, and you should be trying to witness to them anyway. But in the meantime, you should make friends with them and say, hey, why don't you guys come guard our church? Why don't you have a relationship with us? I mean, that way none of the congregation has to be outside guarding the church. And plus, they have a good chance of playing with Antifa or one of these people that wants to attack us. You know?
100%.
Anyway.
I mean, we saw in Texas that guy that tried to shoot up that church, remember? And they had their own kind of security that was responsible for making sure that they were armed there. They popped him in the head right away. Guy whips out a shotgun, popped in the head right away. Remember that?
But what I'm saying is every church... Every single church needs to have – everybody should be armed, like moving forward. You know, God gave the archangels weapons. He didn't give them
a podium to lecture the demons. He gave them weapons to defeat them. You know, and if they're going to come attack us, then we need to be ready for it. That's the way I see it. You know, if going to church has become Russian roulette, then don't go playing without your own gun.
Thank you for calling InfoWars. I love you. Craig in Alberta. Craig in Alberta, you're live on the air. This is going to be the last call. Oh, we lost Craig. Let's go to Greg in California then. Greg in California, you are live on the air. Last call.
Hey, Chase, how you doing?
I love you.
I was just calling in to let you know, doing a methylene blue experiment. Well, hopefully it works. My sister got brain.
What are you doing? I'm going to try putting it in my butt.
No. Not that. My sister got diagnosed with a brain aneurysm, and I was doing research
online.
Sorry,
my brother had that happen too.
Yeah, I was looking online for stuff to try to help out because, you know, they're not going to do anything for her. And there was a couple of studies with rats that showed the methylene blue shrunk the aneurysm. So I bought her 10 bottles yesterday, and then she's going to be using these in 6 months. I'll call back in and see what the update is and see if it worked.
Awesome. Thank you. Please let me know via DMs. And, folks, that's the last call we have time for tonight. We have 2 minutes left of the transmission before we go to the loop of Harrison covering the Alex Jones Show tonight. Alex Jones will be back in studio tomorrow at 11 a.m. Make sure you stay tuned. And make sure you watch the morning show with Brianna Morello hosting, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. She's been doing an outstanding job. But please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. You've heard the calls tonight of people celebrating the effects of methylene blue, the way that it's been life-changing in their lives. This is something that's incredibly powerful. Please talk to your doctor about it before you take it. Please don't take it with any SSRIs. I don't recommend that you take SSRIs no matter what, but I can't make any recommendations because I'm not a medical health provider. But please go to the alexjonesstore.com because right now, for today and tomorrow only, we're giving a bottle away for free. You already have a free bottle waiting for you at the alexjonesstore.com. Just claim it. All you have to do is buy one bottle of methylene blue tincture and you get another bottle for free and give it away, or you can save it and use it, or buy a bottle of methylene blue capsules, which I think are even more powerful and they're certainly more convenient, and you get another bottle for free. This stuff makes you feel focused. It gives you energy. It gives you clarity. You feel like you're plugged into the wall, but don't just get these incredible products because they're incredible for your mind and your body. Get them because by going to the alexjonesstore.com and supporting us, you're keeping Alex Jones on the air, you're keeping this network on the air, and you're keeping us fighting for freedom of speech against the evil assault that we're faced with. Every dollar you spend at the alexjonesstore.com is around in the heart of the New World Order globalist satanic human trafficking child effing cabal. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and be the reason that we will always be on the air. And please also, make sure you're always checking the new arrivals tab because we are constantly updating the site with new apparel and new shirts. 95% of our business is in supplements, and I can't believe that people aren't buying the shirts. Maybe we need to redesign the site a little bit to feature the new shirts. They're incredible, especially the fundraiser hat. We only made 250 of them. I think we have like 100 of them left. If you get the fundraiser hat, it's red. It says America First. It's our only embroidered hat on the site. It's absolutely beautiful. You get a certificate of authenticity, and you keep InfoWars on the air at thealexjonesstore.com.
Feel the unstoppable power of Alex Jones, fueled by ultimate creatine powder. This is the secret weapon behind his relentless energy. Creatine monohydrate ignites his muscles, blasting through lefts and sprints with raw warrior strength, building the physique of a true patriot. With micronized mixability, Alex dominates every day, recovering like a titan to crush fatigue and soar to new heights of performance. His mind becomes a fortress, sharper focus, unbreakable memory, powered by creatine to outlast any mental battle. This nootropic powerhouse defends against fatigue, keeping Alex Jones razor sharp for the fight. Join him and unleash your inner strength. Grab Ultimate Creatine Powder now at thealexjonesstore.com. Fuel your fight and rise with Alex Jones today.
That's pure gold. I'd have in between, like, maybe the creatine zooming in a little. It's coming towards you. But also, since there's 30 seconds left, you'd have me go, baka chaka woom bak, quack, quack, kong, whatever it is. You know, that little, like, ooga chaka munga bak, woom kong kong. I'll be really good.